The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Could it be done? Could the new United States with its ragtag army stand up to the greatest army on earth? Could these 13 newly united states hold together and defend their Declaration of Independence from England? Almost no one in the world believed they could. Indeed, the citizens of this new nation knew they couldn't unless the God of heaven intervened and defended them because they were within His order in declaring themselves free of the disordered government of Great Britain. The new government commissioned George Washington to be the general of this new army. The ink was hardly dry on the Declaration of Independence when the British landed 30,000 troops on Long Island. Washington dispatched a young but proven officer with several hundred soldiers to scout out the new British troops. But under no circumstances was he to attack the British until Washington joined him with the main body of the army. The element of surprise meant everything since Washington was far outmanned and outgunned. But the young major disobeyed Washington's orders and attacked anyway. His subsequent defeat left Washington with a desperate retreat that had no outlet. By late afternoon, the British had backed Washington into a corner on the western shore of Long Island. It appeared only a matter of time until Washington and his army and American independence would be wiped out. But then the first miracle occurred. For no sane reason, British General Howe stopped his advance. Neither that evening nor all the next day did he attack to finish the job on the Americans. But by nightfall, Washington had conceived a plan that, if God helped him, could save the American army and its cause. Washington sent some men across the East River to New York City with orders to find every vessel that could float in order to work a desperate retreat. Then, miracle number two occurred. Expert sailors arrived from Salem, Massachusetts, who could man these boats. Miracle number three was a rainstorm which blew in just as they started to move men and supplies across the river. This hid their retreat, but more importantly, stopped the British Navy from sailing up the river in order to fire on Washington from behind. Miracle number four was the British failing to hear the movements of Washington's army, even though the rain stopped at midnight. But the greatest miracle of all occurred the next morning. With a fourth of Washington's army still on Long Island when the sun came up, it appeared that death was surely upon them. But God worked an outstanding miracle which would be reported by many of Washington's soldiers. Major Ben Talmage wrote, quote, "When the dawn appeared, a very dense fog began to rise, and it seemed to settle in a peculiar manner over both encampments. The fog was so dense," he said, "I could scarcely discern a man at 6 yards distance." The fog hid Washington's army until every man was removed from Long Island. Can God deliver us from an invading army like China or Iran? Indeed He can, if we come back to His order for government revealed in the Bible. That means we first have to return to His order for our individual and family lives. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to do all His commandments, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. I'd like to invite you to join us on April 14th at the Cornerstone Baptist Church in London, Kentucky at 6 o'clock for a gathering to show the DVD Agenda. Curtis Bauer, who put this DVD together, will be there, and it reveals why we are where we are in America. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.